Blog Talk Radio.
This is Gianello Romani. You're tuned in to Flavors Jazz. Flavors Jazz, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Flavors Jazz, the flavor of jazz here on, well, Blog Talk Radio, but also we can call it Flavor News Radio. This is when I share a variety and very, very diverse group of jazz artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. I feel extremely blessed with the talents that come my way and want to be heard on Flavor News Radio. I am pushing right now for and campaigning for Flavor News Radio. Just to keep it real and honest, I received a letter from my job this past week where there are budget cuts, and my position, along with several other positions, have been affected by the change, the cutback. And so my wages are cut extremely. And now it's time to make a decision. Where do I cut back in my everyday living expenses and this and that? And I live pretty frugally. I'll be honest with you. I live pretty frugally. But it came down to deciding whether I keep the radio shows going or not, because this is no longer a free internet radio site. This is a paid internet radio site, and I do have to pay for this every month. I've been able to get some assistance from some other artists who really, really love the fact that I am on the air. So I'm just going to put it out there that if you want to see Flavor News Radio continue, if you want to see the flavor of jazz continue, consider giving us a donation. And it can be as small as a dollar. I had a great conversation yesterday at Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style, and we talked about the fact that if everybody that we knew and were connected to, even online, gave a dollar per month, you know, that could just grow this vision and this dream. Because you know what, you guys, this isn't about me. I dedicate a lot of time because I believe and I have such a passion for your art and trying to find a way to shine the light. I have been doing this for many years, and I am branded really well, as my mentor would say. I am known across the United States and around the globe now. I have people reaching out to me every week making comments about the music that I play on, the variety of shows that I do, to, you know, wanting to be heard. So I'm going to ask you for help. This is not easy for me to ask for help, but consider giving a dollar per month to Flavor News Radio to just keep us on the air, keep us strong, and allow me to provide some great services to you to shine the light on you as underground independent artists. So with that said, let me get into the first track for today's The Flavor of Jazz, and I'm going to play my girl Blueberry Jordan from Los Angeles, California, and I'm going to play her piece. Let me see. I think I'm going to put it right there.
Loving kisses, loving sighs, to lose love's pleasure brings tears to my eyes. Love at first sight is so rare. Love may come late, but it always comes fair.
Still waters hide depths of vision, and all the things you've seen could fill the sea. You are filled to overflowing, but satisfaction is slow to reveal. You need a place to lay down your heavy load. Sanctuary for your tender feelings. A sacred space to rest your weary heart and mind.
That was LaBerry Jordan with her piece called Put It Right There. Now I'm going to take you out to Kentucky and play a piece by a dear friend of mine. Just an amazing man and so very, very supportive of who I am and what I do. This is Brian Jett with his piece called Remembering When. Thank you. All right, that beautiful piece was by Brian Jett, and it's called Remembering When. I want to give a big shout-out to two people that I really love and care for, and I want to say thank you so much to my sis, Lady Marmalade, for tuning in all the way from Germany. She is a regular supporter of who I am and what I do, and I know the time difference can really, really throw a loop, but she also has a radio show that takes place around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the Pacific Northwest. So what is that, like 5 o'clock on the East Coast? And who knows, 10 o'clock or something out there in Germany. And then I want to give a big shout-out to my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson for his love and support of who I am and what I do. And he's an absolutely amazing jazz musician. So I want to welcome the guests that pop in and out of the show today. I don't have issues with you staying incognito, but if you'd like to register or log in, then you can chat with everybody else in the chat room. Otherwise, just sit back, relax, and take in the flavor of the artist that I'm going to bring your way today. I want to take you out to the southern part of the States and play a piece by Lloyd Watson, and this is called Let's Get to It. Thank you. Piece is called Let's Get to It by Lloyd Watson, and Lloyd Watson, I believe, is in Louisiana now, but originally he's from Alabama. Sometimes I get a little confused, and I always say that I'm going to ask Lloyd, where do you actually live right now? But Lloyd has a new CD out, which is called 4918, and you can find out more about Lloyd at Lloyd Watson Jr., I believe it is, .com, and Lloyd is spelled with just one L. If you can't find him there, you definitely can find him over on the All Media Artists website. Now I'm going to take you back down to California and play a piece by more of a veteran jazz musician, and this is Patrick Gandel with his piece, A New Day. All right, that beautiful piece is by Patrick Yandel, and it's called A New Day. I want to thank everybody for coming and hanging out with me this morning on The Flavor of Jazz. I am feeling the love. Mark Tyree has just joined us. He is one of the members from Black Eyes out of Ohio, an amazing, amazing jazz funk band. I don't know if that's the way, Mark, that you want to be described, but Skip Young was with me last night on Flavor Coffee House online radio style, so I'm definitely feeling the love from Black Eyes, and I will definitely play a piece by you guys later on in the show. My sis, Lady Marmalade, is in the chat room from all the way from Germany, and she is a radio show host also, whose show will be on this afternoon, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Lady Marmalade, if you would type in the chat room your radio show information, and then I can read it. And my dear, dear friend, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, all the way from Kansas, is tuned in this morning. And then I want to thank the guests that pop in and out of the show. You guys make this, you know, worthwhile for me to do and try to figure out. I know I'm kind of in a mode right now where maybe I'm feeling a bit anxious and trying to determine, you know, what to do about Flavor News and Flavor News Radio and, you know, my own personal financial world now that I've received that letter that people don't like to get. I'm not laid off. I'm not laid off from my job, but my hours have been cut drastically here at Friends of Youth due to budget cuts. And so I'm now needing to figure out, you know, how to keep Flavor News going, you know, because I've got my own personal living expenses that I need to take care of. Do I find a different job? Do I try to find a way to, you know, make money financially from Flavor News? You know, I have definitely proven myself as an artist cheerleader, and that my dedication and passion to the underground independent artists is there. I don't think that anybody questions that. I know when it comes to my mentor, she has been pushing me for years, you know, to turn it around and make it a moneymaker. And I know she's been sitting back watching me and probably disappointed, because I'm just not so good in that arena and just setting it down and finding people, you know, to really support what I'm doing and, you know, to pay for services that I provide. I do have some artists that I do work with and I do get paid, but I'm at that point, you know, do I really, really push it or not? And so, you know, I want to thank those that have already reached out and given donations to keep the radio show on the air. Team Green out of Michigan has given a donation, and SJF Music has given a donation just within the last 24 hours towards the radio station staying on the air. But, and I thank you so much. I thank you so much for that support. If I could get the coverage of this radio show for the rest of the year and not have to worry about it now that my hours have been cut here at my job, that would be amazing. Otherwise, if I'm not able and I have to go month to month, you know, trying to figure this out, I don't know. I just don't know if I will keep it going. I will put it out there, though. Monica Monet has now put her track on Reverb Nation, Gravity, for 99 cents as another way of making money for Flavor News Radio. So if you love Monica Monet, that is her signature song, Gravity. Check it out. And if you love it so much, purchase it. The proceeds, that 99 cents, will go towards Flavor News Radio staying on the air. So let me jump back in and play a piece by a group out of Seattle, Washington. They go by the name of Goodie Bag. And this particular piece they won an award for. Now, bad me, I don't remember which award it was, and I have to check with Leonard on that. But anyway, this is called Little Giants by the Goodie Bag. a taste of the talents that come out of my hometown of Seattle, Washington. Again, that was the Goodie Bag with their piece, award-winning piece called Little Giants. Now I'm going to play another piece by an artist up here, and I have this particular CD in my car right now. I love this man's flavor, and I hope to meet him one day very, very soon. This is Jose Juicy Gonzalez with Useless Landscape. What an amazing pianist, and he's here, right here in Seattle, Washington. He goes by the name of Jose Juicy Gonzalez, and that piece was called Useless Landscape. My dear friend Mark Tyree is in the chat room. He is being silly to talk a mess, but you know what? He is an amazing pianist himself. And so I'm going to play a piece by the group that he is a part of, which is called Black Ice, and they are out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. And I'm going to play Gypsy Passion. that amazing piece is called Gypsy Passion by Black Eyes, and Mark Tyree, who is in the chat room, is part of Black Eyes. So an amazing, amazing piece. I want to welcome Bleezy206 to the chat room. Y'all behave. You seasoned people in chat room, behave. He's a youngster. He went to school with my daughter, Mariko. So, Enrique, thank you so much, baby boy, for coming out to the show today and hanging out with us. I want to play a piece. Who do I want to play a piece by now? You know what? I'm going to play this piece. Melvin sent this to me, a week or so ago. And this is a piece by Melvin Chenault, and it's called Obama's Groove. With his piece called Obama's Groove, and Melvin is out of the Detroit, Michigan area. Now I want to play a piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who is in the chat room right now, and I'm going to play a piece from his new CD, which is called Windows to the Soul, and this piece is called Rules of the Game. Thank you. That beautiful piece is called Rules of the Game by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and you can find it on his CD, which is called Windows to the Soul. And his CD can be found on Reverb Nation, his store page. Now I'm going to bring you back out here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a gentleman, Butch Harrison, and this is called Butch's Blues. Terrison with Butch's Blues. And again, Butch is right here in the Pacific Northwest. I think I'm going to stay here. Can you just tell that I really, really love my hometown? Could you just tell my hometown they really need to love me back? Bleezy, I get much more love across the United States and around the globe. We've got listeners in Africa, Australia, you know, Germany, London, Japan, and, you know, into Kingston, Jamaica, and Rio de Janeiro, and Brazil, you know. But where are the listeners from the Pacific Northwest? That's okay. Bleezy's here to represent the Pacific Northwest today. So I want to play a piece because, you know, every time I listen to Michael Powers, I'm like, do you really play the ukulele? I'm going to play Sensual Seductions by Michael Powers.
So what is soul? Beats that make your head nod. Words that can break the toughest woman down. But don't sleep on Big Snoop. Even gangsters gotta get their love in. Thank you.
Productions by Michael Powers, and Michael Powers plays a ukulele. So he's amazing. He's amazing. I hope one day to be able to get Michael to come on one of my shows so I can feature him. And I'm really hoping to twist his arm to send me a couple more tracks that I can play. But again, can you see why I love the Pacific Northwest? Got some amazing talent up here. And it's very diverse of all genres. And it's exciting to me to get to know the sounds and Flava and to be able to share them with you, the listening audience of Flava News Radio. Now I want to take you down to Florida and play a piece by a newer artist to me. This is Michelle Monzo, and I'm going to play Ask Me Now. That was Ask Me Now by Michelle Monzo out of California, and I believe she's actually out of Miami Beach, California. So let me put another track on for you, and I'm going to play Montana Skies out of the ATL, and I'm going to play Lift. Montana Sky out of the ATL with their piece Lift. Now I'm going to take you down to California and play a piece by Russell Blake, and this is called Quiet Strength. called Quiet Strings by Russell Blake out of California. Now I'm going to take you over to Japan and play a piece by Masato Tawaki, and this is called Believe. Masato Tawaki out of Japan. Now I want to take you down to Sacramento, California, and play a piece by my girl Ava Lamert, and I'm going to do her rendition of Man, The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, gonna do my very best to make him stay. Look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I'll meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just made for two, from which I never roam. Who would you? And so, all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love. Maybe I'll meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be mine. good news day. He'll build a little home just made for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love. The man I love. The man I love.
That was Miss Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California, with her rendition of The Man I Love. Ava is an amazing jazz vocalist, but she's also an amazing jazz saxophonist. And a lot of her pieces, you will hear her go back and forth with both. Now I want to play a piece by John D. Green Sr. out of the Detroit, Michigan area, and I'm going to play his piece that is being played around the world, Melodocracy. John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Melodocracy. We do have a caller on the line, so let me bring them in. caller from the 216 here on the Flavor of Jazz with Lady Flavor.
Hi, Lady. How are you? It's Mark.
I'm good.
I told you I was going to call right
now.
Yeah, I was afraid I was going to use up too much bandwidth, so I said, let me get off of here and call right there.
All right.
So much fun, huh?
You were having a great time in the chat room, weren't you, Mark?
I always have a great time, though.
No, I can tell that, yeah, in the conversation that I have with you and seeing you around the internet. Yeah, I can tell you have a lot of fun, my friend.
Oh. Well, you know, for the downtime, you have to make up for it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Well, I mean, this was such a nice experience. I mean, I'm like the fun-loving. You would never think I'm, you know, that age. You know what I'm saying? But it's been a lot of fun so far. And then all of these fans, it's like 25,000 fans. And, oh, my God, it's just blowing me away, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's,
well,
I mean.
You guys are very deserving, you know?
It doesn't seem like work, though. You know, it's the first time in my life that we're doing work and it doesn't seem like work. Because, you know, I always worked, like, at hard industries, like restaurants and, you know, for somebody and all that. And this is like, you can just, it just flows right out of you.
Well, that's a blessing then.
It sure is.
And I think that Black Eyes is definitely deserving. And the thing about, you know, the what you guys produce is something, it's very diverse. You know, it's like all your pieces are different, you know, from each other. And the variety of artists that you work with, is different too, you know, so I think that it just shows how versatile Black Eyes is.
Skip's vision, I mean, you know, blessed the day he was put on this earth. he had a vision and he kept at me over years and years, and I'm just so glad that he did. Actually, on our next project, there will be some pieces that I actually was able to produce. And I'll give you a couple of feelers. One of them is called Deep Sea. This song is popping. Okay.
Is it popping because you produced it?
Well, I'll let the listeners. It's another very different, diverse song.
Are you going to send it to me?
It's more jazzy. Well, we're not quite done with it yet.
Okay.
Not quite done with it yet. It'd be a little bit more to it. And then something else started coming, and I'm trying to do this name and stuff. All of this stuff is sort of new to me, so that's why if I seem like I'm overly excited, that's why.
Okay.
But it's been a great experience. And I thank everybody, fans, God, everybody, love everyone.
You love everyone, Mark.
Yes.
Silly man.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do it, right?
Okay.
And it's better than a grumpy one, right? It's better than somebody walking around going.
I don't consider myself grumpy, but I can't say I love everyone either.
Oh, no? Well, okay, all right. In reality, we don't love everyone. We try, but feet on the ground, okay.
Yeah,
my feet are back on the ground.
Yeah, but I look forward to having you guys on the 22nd. I was, you know...
I almost forgot about that. Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, so you guys are rescheduled for the 22nd, and as far as what I can tell, my new internet service and you know, my laptop crashed, but at least it crashed on the day that I got my desktop back. So part of Flava's technology world is up and running. I do think that there are still some glitches with Blog Talk Radio, but I think a lot of it honestly was my internet service. So,
maybe
high-speed internet now, and I think we'll be good to go for Black Eyes on the 22nd. I'm not going to do an all-media artist show on the 15th. My daughter's graduating, so we're going to be with her that night. So, yeah, that's why you guys are rescheduled for the 22nd.
Oh, well, that's okay. I mean, I want you to be with your daughter that night.
You're so kind, sir. But
And,
go ahead.
I was gonna I was going to say, it's so weird that you mentioned that your computer crashed, because I've had two viruses in the last 2 weeks, and I just have a netbook, but I know how to do things, you know. So I had to rebuild it the first week. And then the second week, I don't know if it was something, I don't think it was something I did. I just think that the hackers are like really, I got a bunch of crazy emails, and the hackers are really busy. But I think I got it locked down. I had to rebuild it this time, and it's good to go. So maybe you find somebody that could do that.
I wish that I could do all of that. And, you know, when my desktop had crashed, oh, gosh, I mean a while back when I still was in the house. And it took a while for Kimura's dad to, you know, get it back running. He did have to just strip, I guess, everything out. And then I got a new second hard drive for it and all of that. And then as soon as he brought it back to me, I mean, the very next day, I had a friend come over, and he was doing some work, you know, uploading some programs that I needed and wanted onto it. And I swear, that night, it crashed on me again. I don't know if it had gotten a virus, and I'm like, okay, this is just, you know, this is not cute.
Yeah.
Cute, you know, because I need certain programs to do some of the work that, especially with the editing of the radio shows that are going over to London and to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I need the capability to edit, you know, blog talk off of them. And so, it was a trip. So then
it could be a challenge.
Now my cute little pink laptop that I just like sleep with and everything, it died.
You sleep with your laptop.
My snoring was too much for it or something. It just like died, and I'm like, okay, this cannot be happening, because I love this little pink laptop, but as my friend LA would tell you, I have worked the heck out of that little thing. It just, and then now it's just got this blue screen. And it doesn't, with this white writing, and it won't let me do anything. I don't know how to get from that screen to anything else. It's just like.
Oh, you got to go in your properties under your resolution.
Well, I don't know. I mean, how do you even get to there? Because it won't do anything. Press, none of the button. Huh?
Press the start button, and then after you press the start button, go to control panel.
Oh, it won't let me do any of that.
Are you backed up?
It won't let me do press nothing. It's just like stuck on this green screen. And I mean, this blue screen with white writing in it, with codes and, you know, language I don't understand. And, you know, it's,
All right, here's the solution.
Bad. So could you just fly out from Ohio and fix my little pink laptop for me?
Well, I wish I had it like that. Although we're stars, we're not quite, you know. Send a limo after me, okay? Well, I have one other solution. You know what you could do?
Hmm.
Take it to the highest level in Seattle, toss it out the window.
it might
get
tossed off Mount Rainier, huh?
Get you a new pink laptop, okay?
Okay, well, see, then we have to, you know, I mean, here it is. My hours are cut, you know, here at Friends of Youth, and I'm having to adjust. Really, really scrutinize my budget right now. You know, that's why
okay,
I'm like.
Okay, this is the fundraiser, people. Are you listening? We need help here.
You think that people will help me get a new pink laptop? You know, actually, if
as much as you're loved.
I really want a leopard covered, you know, laptop.
How did I know that
fundraiser would come? For me to get a leopard cover? I'd rather do the fundraiser to keep the radio show on the air, especially since. You know, I do have my desktop back, but, you know, hey, if anybody out there is inclined to get me a leopard print laptop, I will just welcome it, you know.
And if we see a lady walking down the street with a desktop on her back, we'll know who that is.
Yeah, no, I think it might get mounted in the back seat of my Beetle.
Oh, Lord.
I'm the one in the silver beetle with all the leopard and tiger, you know, animals and, you know, things, you know, in it. And I'll be the one, you know, leaning over in the middle, you know, over the stick shift, you know, trying to do my show out of the backseat of my beetle.
And you'll be the roving lady Flavor.
You know, that could be like a new thing, huh?
Roving Leopard Lady Flavor. That has a nice little ring to it, doesn't it?
That might be my new gimmick, huh?
Hey.
Drop those leopard pom-poms and start roving.
That's right. Oh, and by the way, I just wanted to say that the music that I was hearing today, I was like, wow, you know, nice. Because, you know, I very seldom get a chance. You know, I work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last few years, I've been, first time in my life, like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So I've been sort of settling into enjoying the weekends. The music that I was hearing coming out of these artists, phenomenal, phenomenal. There's such talent everywhere. It's like, wow. It's like, and you just sit there and just, I mean, I can revel in it. I can just listen all day. And you saw me making all those comments on the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, man, it's inspirational, you know?
Well, and that's why I feel so blessed to be who I am, you know, because I don't generally go out and, like, find music because, you know, I get so distracted between, you know, working, my children, my grandchildren, everything. I don't necessarily have the time and energy, you know, to go seek out people. But sometimes I do go on Reverb Nation and I'll check out music and then I'll send a message like Masaru Tawaki out in Japan. I can't even tell you what it is that he's saying in his emails to me. I don't know if we're communicating on the same page because, boy, his English is something else, and, you know, I have absolutely no Japanese skills. So,
right.
But, you know, I met him off of Reverb Nation and some of the other artists. But majority of the music that I do receive are artists that reach out to me and ask that I play them. And so that's exciting to me. You know, it's like
that
this
is,
blessing. And it would be so very, very hard for me to stop doing the radio shows. It would just be, that would be more, that could put me under. Y'all have to come find me in the loony bin taking them green pills or something, you know. That would just really do me in if I couldn't do the radio shows, because I do get so excited when I play the music from the artists that I receive, you know, because, like, I know a Lady Marmalade out there in Germany. She feels the same way, I'm sure, because she supports, you know, independent artists too, and mainstream artists. And I know that it's
really
exciting.
As soon as I signed in, she said, "Hey, Mark." I was like, "Wow."
Better reach out to her. She might play some Black Eyes out there. But
I will. Beautiful.
But you know, it's a blessing. You know, I mean, this excites me. I love being Lady Flavor, Mark. I do. I really love being Lady Flavor. I love doing the radio shows. I know, you know, 3 years ago or more, my friends that did the radio shows couldn't even get me to call in and talk, you know, let alone say my name or something. Now Sankara says to me, "Flavor, you don't shut up," you know. But I love doing the radio shows.
Well, you remember how shy I was at first, right?
That's right.
That was only a few months ago. Maybe.
Right.
You know, that was only a few.
Huh? I was like, I know I talked to you on the phone, a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, really? You talked this much?
I didn't talk like this
on the show.
Wait till next show.
I know.
Well, this is what you guys are going to make me do. I used to do a lot of studying. I don't even know where to get sheet music. I mean, blank sheet music anymore. I don't even know if I could still do it like that. But I can, but you know what I'm saying. I feel like we're rusty on it. I have some ideas in my head that's going to be like, whew, that's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I say.
Well, you know, don't be one of those artists that, like, sits on it and lets it marinate for a few years. You know, I am going on 51, and I do want to experience some of these things that y'all got floating around in your heads.
Just put it on. Just put it like this. You remember Quincy Jones?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorite, and I was listening to him this morning on the Black Enterprise show, Our World. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta get back into my. When I would just sit down at a place and just hear the notes in my head, write it down, go back home to the piano. That was before all this wonderful technology, and go, oh, there's a song. So Quincy Jones gave me a little spark on this morning, too, just listening to him. I love him. And it's like, oh, my God, I got to get back to it. Because it's thrilling once, you know, and it's like your baby's born when your music is produced. It's like, wow, it's here, and it's alive.
I don't know if I can necessarily relate to that. I do know when I first built my coffee shop here in Seattle, you know, just working with the architects and all the contractors and the licensing people, because everything, you know, the electrician, the plumbing, everything has to be licensed, right? But just going through that whole process, and then the day that I opened her up, I was like, wow, this
is
beautiful.
That's that feeling.
You know?
It's like the feeling of accomplishment.
So
especially when
I can
people
understand
like
it from that standpoint, yeah. And sometimes I feel that way, you know, when it comes to doing the radio shows. I'm like, because I always, you know, I'll throw up a show, right, like a Flavor of Jazz, Flavor in the House, Flavor Coffee House.
Right.
You know, on the leopard carpet with Lady Flavor, you know. And, you know, it's sometimes, I'll be honest with you, Mark, sometimes the shows are all about me because I want to play all of you guys. It's not necessarily... I don't know how much I care whether somebody comes and listens with me. Sometimes I just want to play some good music. And so I throw up a show just for myself to listen to because I'm like, you know, I'm in a mood to listen to this kind of music, so let me just create a show. And maybe somebody out there might want to listen with me. And that's actually how the Flavor of Jazz came about, is because I really, really just loved the music that I was
receiving
from the jazz artist. So
I relate. I'm gonna tell you, with this technology we have now, you got an iPod, right? You can create your own playlist. Well, I love piano music, but I like a lot of different genres of it. I have a playlist that I probably should send to you just to hear the whole thing. It's like 53 minutes. I mean, it's like something. It's a long playlist.
Mm-hmm.
It has jazz. It has classical. It has, but everything fits. And it's like, you did that, you know, I did that playlist. So I relate to you that what you were just saying with that. It could just flow right into the next thing. And it's like, you know, Chopin did a piece. I'm not going to say the name of it. It's some kind of opus. I probably can't say it right now anyway because I'm a little excited. But if you play that with some modern jazz, that would fit right in today with some modern jazz. And you know, and you would just be, you know, if you can just play around and listen to all the different stuff that's out there. It's amazing. The technology has enabled us tremendously.
Well, I mean, it's just like Stephen Jerome Ferguson would talk about the fact of how, you know, he has worked with musicians around the United States, you know, and he's right there in Kansas to create a piece. And so, you know, it's like Kevin Cowden out here in Seattle, you know, he is reaching out and networking, you know, with different artists that he's met off of my shows, you know, in different states. And being able to create music that way is just, I don't even know
awesome.
What to say.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome seems like it's just too simple to, you know, of a word. But, I mean, it is. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's like, how
it's
did we ever get to the point that you, it mind-boggling is probably a good way of describing it, because, like, how can this be, you know, that you can reach over the internet and create music and then it be put together, you know, to be one singular piece? Just, it is. It's amazing. And so,
well, we've even had, like, practice sessions or we say I got, you know, I get excited. So I'll call Skip and Muhammad and our manager, and we'll be on a conference call. Now, I live in Cleveland. They live in Akron. They're about 45, 50 minutes away from me.
Okay.
So I'm on the keyboard with the phone, and they're listening, and then the next thing you know, you got a little piece going there. You know, it's like the connection. It's like,
I have a friend here in Seattle, a friend, I should say. It's like kind of strange. Why do I call him a friend? I haven't met him in person yet, but I will one day. When we have conversations on the phone, he's a guitar player. He plays the guitar, and I'm like, wow.
She'll start giving you the ballads, huh?
No.
That's
just
romantic.
Like, I don't know if it's just what he does.
That's
not
romantic.
Even like
you
he's
think...
trying to... No, no, no. I don't even think it has anything to do with me. I think it just has to do with that's who he is, and he just picks up the guitar and starts playing.
Yeah, well, I do that
he's
too
amazing.
Sometimes. If
huh?
I'm playing and I'm on the phone and the phone rings, mm-hmm. and I feel like answering it, because a lot of times if I'm playing, damn that phone.
Right.
But if I'm playing, I'll just, you know, I'll pick up and I'll be, people will be, who's playing the piano? I'm like, that's the radio.
Right, but yeah, I'm not really sure if he's like holding the guitar and we just happen to get on the phone, or I'm not sure what that... Or he picks it up while we're on the phone. But I don't get the impression that it's being played for me. I get
okay.
the impression it's being played for him, and it's just, you know how like somebody does something nervously. I don't know. It, you know, it's just something that's just a part of him, and he just plays. But I'm
well. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar players are very tech savvy. They're very ambidextrous, and their mind doesn't function like you know. Other musicians, unless they play other instruments. Guitar people are using not only their hands, they're using all of their fingers. So you just imagine how the mind is working, that they're doing all of these different things at one time. So guitar
so,
players are very...
Is he talking about you, since you are a guitar player, you know? Stephen, is he describing that correctly? I know you're not going to call in and
they are. They are so... They can do things that other people, because I tried to play the guitar. You know what I would do? I would lay it across my lap
mm-hmm.
and use my thumb across the frets on the left hand.
Okay.
I couldn't play the guitar. But I could play the piano with, you know, we're a little bit similar, but guitar players, and my point in saying is they're innovative. They can do, so believe me, if he's playing a guitar while he's talking to you on the phone, he's got a serious hookup over there.
Maybe so. And I guess I told that story just more so just to explain how blessed I feel, you know, that I'm connected to artists that even do that. I have a poet friend in Minneapolis who, you know, we have sat up hours in the middle of the night, you know, and it's time difference is way different between Seattle and Minneapolis. But he would recite poetry to me, or he would read stories that he has written, you know, to, like, I have a baby boy here in Seattle that I work really closely with, Delton Sun. And
mm-hmm.
one night we were talking about something on the phone, and he got on his keyboard and he started playing. And, you know, we just, you know, I didn't think anything twice, because I'm starting to get used to, you know, my musician friends, you know, playing in the background while we're on the phone. And then he stopped and he said, listen to this. This is what your voice sounds like to me. And I was like, oh, you're even more endearing to me now, you know.
Yeah,
so,
see. But you got to remember, there's a drive behind it, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are not geared. I mean, okay, back in the day, the people would send the younger people to school, but they would for music. But they wouldn't push them. They wouldn't. You know what I mean? Unless it was like that kind of a family, because most families aren't. You're not going to be a musician. You're going to be a doctor.
Sure. Right.
So there's a self-doubt that comes along with the talent that God gave us. And then once you find an audience for it, and they're going, you can do it, or this is good. And it's like there's a drive that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a push behind it, you know, and it's a strong push, especially if you're like me, like passionate and crazy with it. You know, it's like, go for it. Why not have some fun with
right,
it, you know?
Right.
And it feels so good, and the music ends up sounding good, and then you start believing in yourself. And I'm talking to the younger audience, because I know I was a very shy. I did not want to be a performer. I would be so nervous. I'd be shaking. We'd have to perform someplace, and I did this one song, and I'd be at the piano different places, so I wasn't used to playing anything but my piano. Well, you know, when you play out different places, the pianos aren't always in the best of shape. So you're going to ask somebody, it's like,
mm-hmm.
what kind of condition is this piano? Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. You get to it, and the keyboard is harder than bricks. So I'd be nervous because of stuff like that, okay? I'm sitting down at the piano. The group is about to start singing. I'm accompanying, and I'm trying to play this thing that I don't think that I can play. And I hear this knocking, and I'm looking around. I'm like, what's knocking? Oh, it's my leg. I'm knocking up against it.
You are a fool.
But I mean, I make it funny, but it's, you know, it's serious when you're going through it, you know. And it's like, oh God, I gotta. So I mean, performing. Here we go, right?
Right.
Here we go. And then there's a lot of young people that would be excellent performers. It's just they got to get over their fears and
sure.
the stuff that other people put in their heads and all that, you know, self doubt and blah 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 blah. There's a psychological thing to it. Why do you think musicians and artsy people seem like they're so nutty? Yeah, I remember Erykah Badu said in one of her albums, she's like, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive. You know, when I'm beginning to one of her songs. And I related to that because it's like, you know, okay, y'all know I'm artsy, cut it out, you know?
Right.
but really, she did a great job. I love her too.
Well,
right, well,
I think there's something about, you know, eclectic people and artistic people. I think I'm kind of drawn to that. I'm not necessarily drawn to those that are considered normal. I think that I kind of find them boring.
There's two types of normals. There's a normal and there's a normal. Now, we artsy people, we're normal.
Okay.
We're normal to a point. The normal people, those aren't musicians. Those are like, you know. We won't mess with them too much today, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Normals or just misfit. Oh, watching this. Ooh, sorry. I still love my fans and all of my people.
Oh, my goodness. You have to definitely tune in on the 22nd to the All Media Artist Features. Black Eyes is going to be my featured guest during that show. And Mark Tyree, who is on the phone with me right now, he is a member of that particular amazing, amazing group out of Ohio. So, Mark, I want to thank you. We've come to the end of the show, Mark. I didn't even realize.
Wow.
But I
okay.
want to thank you so much, my friend, for calling in. This was fun. I really, really enjoyed you, and I enjoyed doing the show today, and I appreciate you appreciating the talents that I play on the Flavor of Jazz and the other shows that I do. So, I thank you for
you
your love and support of who you – I want to thank you for your love and support. I don't even know what I'm saying for you know who I am and what it is that I try to do to support the underground independent artists. This is really important to me. This is my passion. That's your music. Mark is your passion and what you do with Black Eyes. You know, Flavor News is my passion too. And so
– Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I think I can speak for everybody listening and other people that support you that you do an excellent job, and we really, really, really appreciate you. And all together, everybody, let's give her a big hug. Ah, there you go.
Ah, see? It was a Monique moment, wasn't it? Just wrap your arms around you, and
yes.
you just hugged. No, okay.
I appreciate that hug.
I received that hug from over there and over there and over there and over there. And I'm sending my flavor hugs out to all of you, too. So with that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Flavor of Jazz today with me and several of my friends in the chat room, to those that were hanging out live in the wings, and to Mark Tyree from Black Eyes for calling into the show today and making it even funner. Funner, is that a word? I don't think that's a word, but, you know, we're playing.
It's a cool word, though. It's an artsy word. That's one of those artsy things. Normal.
See, I'm an artsy kind of person without being an artist, because I'm the artist cheerleader waving my leopard pom-poms from the Pacific Northwest for all of you. So.
See?
Anyway, stay tuned. I'll be back. I think I'm going to schedule several shows during the week. They're not scheduled as of yet. But I think I'm going to throw some shows together at the last minute during the week. So mark this show as a favorite, and then you'll be notified by email when I'm throwing on a show. Otherwise, if you're a fan of mine,
I get them from Facebook too.
Facebook, I definitely. Yeah, I'll be posting them on Facebook. But I think, I'm going to throw some shows together at the last minute this week. So I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by a local saxophonist out of Seattle, Washington. He goes by the name of T-Soak, and this is his piece, Center of My Joy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Flavor of Jazz. God bless. Take care and help spread the word.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
All right. I will talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.